I want to thank Omar Khan for putting this all together and for our moderator today. This is an interdisciplinary group of presenters. We have pharmacists, occupational therapists, librarians, nurses, family physicians, and research fellows. And I have no relationships to disclose. And Jefferson is located in Philadelphia. And it is beginning a relatively new journey into the global health world and trying to coordinate activities. And what I'm going to talk about today is an effort to begin integrating global health content into curricula across several schools. The Center for Teaching and Learning at Jefferson, based in the library, promotes excellence and effective student learning, advanced education techniques, etc. The center also works with faculty to achieve their goals in class and practice. And they've been very forward in reaching out and saying, how are we delivering materials in a more effective way? The interactive curricular experience is an innovative technology that works through an iPad. It's a content management system that facilitates organization and delivery. It allows one to rapidly create new learning objects or course content that can be used and accessed by faculty from across the institution. The courseware is available to students via their iPad. Also can be gotten through laptop and desktop computers, but it enables migration to new academic models with engaging content that really encourages exploration. And this is a continuous update in these curricular modules that can be done by folks that are trained through the library to work on our dashboards. The Global Health Initiatives Committee, again, is an interdisciplinary group of both faculty and students. It's really a point of engagement. They are interested in the medical and public health issues that sort of transcend national boundaries. And the committee is really focusing, sort of an institutional focus, on preparing our students for public health service at local, national, and global levels. So how do we, as faculty at Jefferson, deliver global health education in a friendly, interactive format that doesn't require an expert in a particular department to deliver, but a content expert at the institution has prepared the course, and it can be used in very small or large pieces depending on the individual course instructor's needs? So we used the ICE dashboard, and I'll show you what that dashboard is, to build utilizing existing curricula and then up-to-date evidence. We utilized multiple methodologies to draw attention to key issues, terminology. These include animations, hotspots, meters, timelines, decision trees. All are available through this application. You can fluidly adapt and incorporate the newest information around crises, global summits, or ongoing events. And it's monitored by the committee continuously with evaluations from both instructors and students. To date, we've developed Global Health in the Classroom, or a list of our modules, and those are highlighted in bold. The others are being developed as I sit in Chicago and my colleagues are sitting in Philadelphia. So if you look at when I log on as a faculty person, this is my dashboard, and I can add a class, I can add a module, I can add a topic, or I can add an object. And all of these have definitions and ways of going about it. So I'm going, if things work well, to my dashboard. And we have global health. So we have an introduction to global health module. We also have working with medical interpreters and a new module being developed in non-communicable diseases. So we're using this for both local work, particularly with our refugee population in Philadelphia, but also in preparation for students and faculty who may be traveling overseas. So this would be the module. This would be the topic, an introduction. And so here is my, go back to the global health. So this is the global health module or class, and these are the modules within that class. So I will click on an introduction to global health, and you will see multiple determinants of health, the dynamic nature of global health, infant and child health, and why should I care about global health. And each of these would have a sort of an opening statement. There are a wide variety of health determinants and so forth. We just added the UN Sustainable Development Goals as an update. And there you can click on to various assignments that a faculty person can use. For example, this was compare the economic stability across low, middle, and high income countries, comparing Iran, China, and India. And one could click on the World Bank and its data sources. We could go down and we could add the determinants of health, looking at the World Health Organization's Commission on Social Determinants, and these take you links and then with a particular assignment. So that would be one of the modules. We could go to the dynamic nature of global health. And again, you will see materials that were uploaded, links to YouTube's videos, Hans Rosling's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation, Global Burden of Disease, and these were updated recently. So you can go through, and I can, from here, actually, upload a new topic, or a new assignment, or a new link to a new article that we just read about yesterday or today. So it's a dynamic way of updating information. Now, faculty across the institution who have access to the ICE module and are, they can take different pieces of this and integrate those into their particular coursework without developing a new course or a new talk. So we're working with faculty in pharmacy, nursing, occupational therapy, physical therapy, public health, and medicine to begin to think about how they could integrate this into what they're already doing as a complement to their work. So I will close my tabs. We have timeline objects around health literacy, working with medical interpreters, metered objects around, for example, language spoken at home, hotspot objects, if you want links to these, you find some key concepts around cultural humility and empathy. So the next the entire module could be used in a classroom lecture. A particular topic or object could be used or incorporated into something one already does. You could post a module in Blackboard Learn for students to use for an assignment or a study aid, use a module and add discipline-specific content, or combine different contents, topics, objects, and so forth. And this is all part of the flexibility of this platform. The challenge is continually updating the information, and that requires a couple of us on the committee to keep monitoring. And monitoring websites, reviewing relevant articles, reports, and conferences. As you all know in this room, things change rather quickly. And it's getting stuff up that's reasonable and complements what's existing on the platform. So it's an innovative way for me to think about how we deliver global health material across our campus using some content experts, but then allowing others in other disciplines who may not be the content experts, but to utilize this material. So thank you.